Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2337, How to Make an Exercise Habit Stick by Mark Bilodeau of FitTrend.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, and welcome to another Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily, and a very happy Halloween if you celebrate. This is one of many podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows where we read articles to you, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Make an Exercise Habit Stick by Mark Bilodeau of FitTrend.com. Starting a new habit can be challenging, and exercising is probably one of the hardest habits to create. If you're successful, then you can reap its benefits and improve your quality of life. So let's talk about why it's hard to make exercising a habit and what you can do to increase your chances to consistently exercise well into your twilight years. Common pitfalls when starting an exercise habit. 1. Motivation is finite. Many people use New Year's Day as an opportunity to start fresh and make changes. However, many give up within a few weeks. Unfortunately, most New Year's resolutions fail, even though they are positive and healthy. Motivation isn't constant, and it can only take you so far. Some days you feel ready to tackle the world, while other days you don't. Motivation is fragile, especially when you don't feel like you're making progress or other obligations sap your time and energy. Therefore, relying on motivation alone to establish your exercise habit will likely fail. 2. Doing the wrong exercises. Many people start exercising to lose weight or to look more aesthetically pleasing, so they do specific exercises to meet those goals. For example, some may run to burn a lot of calories, or others will lift weights to bulk up. Doing exercises you dislike is a recipe for failure. No amount of motivation can overcome your negative feelings about your workouts. You may skip or rush through your workouts and expect progress to happen faster than it is, which will only compound your frustration. Unfortunately, it's only a matter of time before you give up. And 3, going all out. What do you think would happen if you ran as fast as you could for all your runs, or pedal as hard as you could for every bike ride? You'd likely end up hating your workouts or become injured. As a result, you guessed it, you'll stop exercising. You may think the only way to exercise is to go all out to the point of total exhaustion. Fortunately, you don't have to exercise that hard to improve your fitness. Tips to form an exercise habit. 1. Plan and prioritize your workouts. If you just try to exercise every day without a plan, then you risk stopping when you break your streak. You will eventually miss a day due to an obligation, lack of motivation, or illness. If you don't resume exercising within the following days, then there's a good chance you'll stop altogether. However, you're more likely to stick with exercising if you create a plan and make it a priority. If that means adding exercise to your calendar, then schedule it. As a result, you're less likely to skip your workouts if you can schedule the rest of your life around it. Most healthy adults should exercise at least 150 minutes at a moderate intensity each week. That may sound like a lot, although it's not as hard to achieve as you think. For example, if you do a 30-minute brisk walk every day, then you'll rack up 210 minutes. That means you can include 2 rest days and still achieve the weekly recommendation of 150 minutes. 2. Track your progress. Keeping a fitness journal can help you stay accountable, provide insight, and keep you motivated. Your fitness journal contains all your efforts and successes. If you need motivation, you can look at your fitness journal and see your entire fitness journey. Also, your fitness journal can show you trends on what efforts are working and what may need tweaking to keep you on your path of success. When trying to form a new exercise habit, a fitness journal can be one of your most valuable tools. In fact, you can automatically track your efforts using an app, smart scale, and fitness tracker. 3. Practice consistency over intensity. It's not necessary to go all out and strive to hit your maximum heart rate every time. This will only lead to burnout, illness, or injury. As a result, you'll stop exercising, which is the last thing you want to do. Fortunately, you don't have to raise your heart rate that high to improve your fitness. In fact, you should mix in rest days along with medium and high intensity workouts. When you're trying to create a new habit, consistency is more important than intensity, even if you're only exercising 3 to 5 times a week. For example, you can form an exercise habit by simply walking for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Once you're exercising consistently, then you can try different activities such as running, cycling, or something else altogether. You're improving your fitness as long as your workouts raise your heart rate to a moderate intensity. If you're just starting or restarting your fitness journey, then any consistent amount of exercise, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. And 4, finding exercises you enjoy. Exercising should be fun and not a slog. When exercising is fun, you'll want to do it and may even look forward to it. As a result, you may form your exercise habit more quickly. But be careful. You don't want to do too much, or you may have to stop due to an injury, and that's no fun at all. Listen to your body and take a day off to recover if you need to. The takeaway: an exercise habit is the best way to stay physically fit and mobile as you get older. Exercise should be something you look forward to doing. Ideally, you should strive to make exercising a lifelong activity instead of reaching a short-term goal such as a certain weight or body shape. Motivation can be powerful enough to get you started, but it isn't enough to carry you through. Instead, you can increase your chances of forming an exercise habit by finding exercises you enjoy. Prioritize consistency over intensity, creating a plan with rest days, and tracking your progress. You just listened to the post titled "How to Make an Exercise Habit Stick" by Mark Bilodeau of fittrend.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
And thank you to Mark. FitTrend is a newer blog, but he's been writing for quite some time and been listening to our podcast since pretty much the beginning in 2015. So thank you again to Mark for the support, and be sure to come by his site, fittrend.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Mark was spot on when he mentioned the downside to motivation. We cannot rely on our motivation to propel us into action all the time. As Mark said, we don't have an endless supply of motivation. Instead, motivation gets spent little by little throughout the day. It's kind of like a muscle. Muscles will help us move, but they do get tired. That's how motivation works too. It's like a muscle. Using it is great, but it becomes fatigued over time. So to outsmart motivation, we need to make a plan. We need to find a way to stay consistent. And again, if we plan for that, motivation is basically kept in check. We don't have to worry about it. Because, you know, as the old saying goes, if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.